Prolapse, oh me so prolapse, oh me so prolapse, me prolapse long time. Oh me so prolapse, oh me so prolapse, oh me so prolapse, me prolapse long time. Come on. Oh me so prolapse, oh me so prolapse, me prolapse long time.
Why do I hear an echo? Oh, because I got this fucking monitor on. Shut up! All right. This is, something is wrong today. I just hear all this extra noise. Can you people in the chat room hear me fine? I don't think the video's even, oh, that's because I paused it. Listen, tell me in the chat room if there's something, oh, fucking goddamn it, I didn't start the fucking videotape. Hold on, I gotta pretend I'm starting again, just a sex cunt. Fuck me. Sorry about this, audience. Oh, I can do it on the remote control. I'm gonna start now. I'm starting tape. Let me do this too.
Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Me prolapse long time. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Me prolapse long time. Come on.
Hello, it's me. I'm Madge. I'm a dyke. Why is this so fucking loud? Everybody can hear me fine, you say? You can hear me fine? Check. Check room. Check. Room. All right, Marguerite Tard. I think you're on the wrong. I think you're supposed to be on the Blag TV. Retards go to Blag TV. Yeah, you need to be on Blag TV. Let's see. Sensor off. There we go. Lips on. Listen, I gotta tell. This is not right for me. I gotta turn. Oh, God damn. I gotta monitor. Fuck it. Just tell me. And I also have the Skype on, so somebody needs to tell me if on Skype if something fucks up, because I may not see it in the chat room. What is this? Madge, you need to get John on your show. Who the fuck is John? That's from Simon Toon. Who the fuck is John? Who the fuck is John? Like there's one fucking John in the whole goddamn world? It's not a wig. What the fuck are you talking about? I did a little bit of tinting yesterday on my own. Maybe Miss Clairol wasn't the best idea, but it's not a fucking wig. Maybe a little bit Valerie Plame Veloque, I thought. Maybe Benazir Bhutto a little bit. I got my designer glasses on. Just don't shoot me, Dad. A little bit of facial hair, too. No. Listen, people. I am a little bit upset because I was to have a guest, Griselda. She texted me very early in the morning saying, I can be on your show. And I hadn't even asked her to be on the program. And she said, I can be on your show. This is at 9 in the morning. I was editing some tape of some gypsies in Barcelona. And she says, I was like, okay, so we'll call you. So then she texts me 5 minutes before 11 says, I can't be on your show. I write back, why? You know, letter Y. And she writes, I'm not home. Fucking bitch. Well, guess what? You're cut off from the program then. No more fat people for you. like anyone fucking cared in the first place, Griselda. Jesus Christ, about your fucking fat people. We got Cheryl to cover all the fat. Anyway, all right. Let's see. Who is Marguerite Tard? Who is Marguerite Tard? This person is introducing herself, and then she added me. Who is Fabulous? It's me, baby. Call Fabulous from NYC. Well, call me if you want. I don't care. I have no agenda since Griselda left, even though... let's talk. I'm in a bad mood. Change. Not a bad mood, really, but a chemically induced bad mood, mostly because I haven't had enough caffeine, and I didn't get a chance to wash my giant out. And also, I took my antidepressants like 10 seconds before I pressed record on this program. Okay, there's someone here calling. That'll be good. Okay, hold on, retard. Just a second. I got to put you on the microphone here. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Marga Retarded in New York.
Would you mind turning your, you are retarded. Would you mind turning down your business, your, if, is it, you turn off the simulcasts. You know what I mean? Turn off the.
All right, hold on a moment.
Thanks, honey. Marga Retarded from New York. Isn't this great? I like her already.
Does that help?
You there, retarded?
I'm here.
I like your name. Are you really retarded?
No, I'm not retarded, but, you know, aren't we all just a little bit?
Yes, I know I am. So are you a new listener to this program? I never seen you
before. I am fairly new. Miss Wanda Wisdom turned me on to you.
Oh, that was nice of her. Did you listen
to... No, just it.
What's new with you in New York? Did you have any more plane crashes in the buildings? Or what?
Oh, not this week.
That's good. Are you Jewish like me?
I am Jewish to the core.
Really? Do you eat hamantaschen for Purim?
Oh, I love the hamantaschen. But, you know, sometimes you just need a prune a day.
For duty? Is he a problem with the duty?
Yeah, on occasion. Mm-hmm. You know, those new little Sunsweet ones. Have you seen those individually wrapped little things?
I'm pretty regular. I generally have yogurt with blackberries and some of the what do you call them things with the that you have to peel and it's a pain in the pomegranates. I have yogurt with.
I love the pomegranates.
Yes, delicious. I don't have so much problem with duty that I got to go to prunes.
Yeah, but they're good once in a while. A little sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds you why you're Jewish.
To because you can't shit.
That too. Mm-hmm. We always need places to sit. Sit and shit.
Do you have any hemorrhoids?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Oh, no. I had them once. You know, the little weird, that cocoa butter thing you stick up your hole.
What's that? I don't know about this.
The suppositories are coated in cocoa butter.
No. Where? In France?
No. You know, I'm telling you, you buy, like, the Preparation H suppository things. It's whatever, and it's coated in cocoa butter.
No, let me ask my friend Jeffrey Taylor. He lives in France. All they do is shove medicine up their ass over there. Jeffrey, is that true? Do they really use cocoa butter in the boohoo? Oh, he says yes. Touché.
It's coated in cocoa butter. I'm telling you. You can have soft knees and soft elbows and get rid of, you know, the thing around your duty hole.
But don't the blacks use that on their hair?
I think they do. Preparation H hair cream.
That's fascinating. I used to be told you have to use them on your wrinkles. But I like my wrinkles because people always think I'm too young. I like my wrinkles.
I don't know. I'm starting to look like a Sharpay.
Do you? Do you have a website or anything where I can see you?
No, I'm starting to put something up. It's just taking me forever. This is what happens when you're out of work. You try to diddle a little bit.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand. Hang on, I gotta put on my... I'm trying to log into my program here at the same time because I gotta get rid of some douchebags who are on the thing here.
So,
do you know how... Have you noticed, Margaret Retarded, how the internet attracts completely psychotic people?
I'm telling you, between the website... this whole little Skype thing. They keep messaging me saying I want to send you things.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Who wants to see Cooch?
I know. Well, you must know Cheryl. Cheryl Prolapse. Then, you know Cheryl Makowski.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sick of her because every goddamn day she sends me another video about fat people, a TLC channel about fat people, and then she sends me this one, the man without a face.
And she's going to keep sending videos, I'm going to cancel my cable subscription.
Oh yeah, good idea. Remember when Discovery Channel used to have all of this, like it was like dinosaurs, bears in the forest, and you'd learn about things. And now it's like the children, the girl without a face, obesity surgery every fucking week. I mean, I'm not even making this shit up. It's ridiculous.
No, but I think the History Channel still Hitler 24/7.
Well, that's always been. It's like market-driven capitalism. What a success this is turning out to be. So what?
You'll soon see.
What do you do for a living, Marguerite Audit?
I work in visual merchandising.
What does that mean?
I design store displays.
Oh, for which store? Can you say or no?
Well, I'm no longer there, but a very famous chocolatier.
Oh my God, you worked for chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah, I got any left?
Yeah, I have so much chocolate in my house. Please. It's a good thing I'm diabetic. I can't eat it.
Okay. Hang on. You know, the person I was I finally got it logged on, and now the person I was getting kick off is gone. These psychotic fucking people. I worked my last
they're on, they're nerves. Off, they're on, they're off.
Yeah, on again, off again. Let's see. Ms. Taffy. Ms. Taffy, I'm going to decide to make... Oh, no, I don't know how to do that. Operator help. How do you make somebody... I wish I wasn't such a lesbian I could do this technology here.
You could build a computer, you just can't do the technology.
That's right.
I notice your lighting is fabulous because every lesbian does good lighting.
What do you mean lighting?
Every lesbian is a lighting designer.
Really?
Go to any Broadway show and the lighting designer is a lesbian.
I did not know that. I did not. Maybe I can get a job. The lesbians I know are audio engineers and they're also a pro-life, which is very bizarre. I think Jeffrey Taylor knows what I'm talking about in that department, right? Oh, they also fuck men. do you know any of those? Aren't those so annoying when you have these lesbians and they're like fucking men and they're whores, but they're scream dyke everywhere you go? It's just so annoying.
And then you call them a lesbian and they go, "What? Yeah. You're a lesbian. I called you a lesbian."
Yeah. And they're like, "No, I'm just Jewish."
Not Lebanese, Rose.
Mm-hmm. So, what else?
So what happened to your guest today?
She's a whore. She lives in Brooklyn. She's probably went
out. Oh, really?
She lives in Brooklyn, and she just decided to go out, which means she probably went on a duty call, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
I said, why weren't she? I mean, it's not like it was a real guest. I never talk about anything anyway, but she was like, I'll be a guest. So I'm like, oh, good, I'll have a guest so we can talk about all these stupid fat people movies. And then she says... Well, I'm not home, you know, so that's an excuse? Fuck her. I guess I can read some news items. I have been looking at the news, and there's all kinds of...
Well, please, after last night's debate.
I haven't watched a single one. I mean, it seems like there's a debate every goddamn day. What happens on it?
Well, there was no plane pulling into... I have a whole problem with the Republican debate the other night from the Reagan airport. About the Reagan Museum. There's an airplane in the middle of it.
There is a Reagan airport too, isn't there?
No, but I'm saying at the Reagan Library the other night when they had the debate.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Air Force One inside the museum, which has been the backdrop. Apparently they gave him a plane to keep after he left being president.
Really? Because I know they replaced Air Force One with that huge 747. But that was when. But Clinton did that.
But I think ultimately when they took the plane out of service, they gave it to Reagan. So now it sits in the middle of a museum.
What for?
You, I don't know. You kept thinking the whole debate that the plane was going to take off because you didn't realize that it wasn't on a tarmac.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that Reagan was a horrible president. He could have done so much to stop AIDS. I mean, can you imagine what the AIDS situation would be like if he actually had acknowledged it and tried to do something about the disease instead of shoving it up the carpet, under the carpet?
Well, when he had a son, you know, who was a big fag too, you know, he didn't want that coming out.
Well, that Maureen didn't exactly look like Miss Femininity either.
No, I think she was a lighting designer.
And she probably had a lot of lavender plants on her fire escape as well, and food allergies. But the lighting designer thing is new. I'll have to add that to my list of lesbian characteristics. Thank you. I'm writing this song. I don't know if Cher is still there. I show that, but I'm writing a remake of a Cher song. Cher's a frequent listener of this program. And so the song is called Half Bleed. I'll tell you where I've gotten so far with it. You know the song Half Breed. I've been playing it on this program.
Oh, yes, I do.
Half Breed. My father was a pure cherry. Okay, so these are the lines I'm replacing. My father was married a pure Cherokee. Cheryl, you can call in and sing with this if you want. I know you're doing yoga. My father was married a pure Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me. By the way, I researched this. Her mother was not pure Cherokee. She was like one quarter Cherokee and the rest Irish. What a lying, skinny whore. The rest was plastic surgery. My mother was a people were ashamed of me. The Indians said I was white by law, white men, and always called me Indian squaw. Lips. Half-breed, that's all I ever heard. Half-breed. I don't even know the word. How I learned to hate the word. Half-breed, she's no good. Oh, whatever, I can't do that part. She didn't date a carousel man either. Well, yeah, thank you. That's what Cher
says. It's all lies. We've all been told lies.
Why did you say she? Wait a second. She? Why is Cher referring to herself in the third person? That's very weird. I think she may be having a psychotic break.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's retarded.
Apparently that's the topic today, retardation.
Yes. Well, I tried to do the show on that other channel, Blog TV, where they have the retarded girl on an oxygen tank. But the thing is so shitty, it just wouldn't play the audio right, so I'm back on this.
Oh, some retard was operating it.
I need a neti pot. Can you hear all this snot in my nose? All right. I used to hang out at the... I need the music. I got to find the music because I can't find my chi in this. Which song is it, Half-Breed? Let me find it on the iTunes. Please feel free to talk about something while I look for this. Margarita taught it.
I don't know. I'm trying to read what's going on in the chat room the whole time. I don't know. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, do that.
Boy, they really need to step it up in this room, I noticed. They all sit there, but no one says a word.
Yes, and Matt, it's not... You know what, sometimes it gets stuck, though, so you might be stuck. Because I see people saying things.
If you're stuck, have a prune.
What is this? I don't understand. I think these people are all on ergot fungus, because it says... Jeffrey Taylor says, yes, and it's not the mama's verse from Tradition and Fiddler on the Roof. What in the Christ are you talking about, Jeffrey?
I don't know. I don't know where they are.
Oh, my God. I need to move this. I need to defocus
this. This is like a potpourri of retardation.
Mostly. Let me see here. iTunes. Okay, what am I?
Oh, I thought you had this all set up.
I'm a wreck. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but I'm Jewish and I'm having a depression. And so that causes problems with serotonin. If I don't take my Wellbutrin properly in the right amount of time before the program, I get a little bit weird. Also, I have no food in the house, yet I'm still obese. So
you have no food in your house?
Only have sugar and tea, and I haven't had anything to eat, so I'm starving a goddamn death.
Okay. Yeah, chew on the lipstick.
Oh, my God, why? That's like lard. All right, let's see. So let's play Half Breed, and then I'm going to remember how it goes. Hiya, 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 hiya.
Yeah. Potpourri of retardation, the Madge Weinstein story. Yeah.
You may not be able to hear this unless you're listening to the simulcast now.
My father married a pure Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me.
Yep.
The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always
Okay, well, let's work on just... we're just going to work on that part first. I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair. Me, Katie, Rosie, yeah, we had us a ball. We stuck together, then we'd menstruate. But now my flow's been cut from menopause. How's that?
Yeah, it's getting there. It needs a little work. I think we need something...
A little more rhymey.
More rhymey with menstruate.
Yeah, the rhyming is a problem. It's not rhyming like Cher's. Because she goes Cherokee, ashamed of me, and then law, and then Indian squaw. I have Lilith Fair, and then had us a ball. Menstruate, and then menopause. It's all wrong. So help me with this.
Menstruate, or bled since I was 8.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're getting, that's close. Okay, I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair. Me, Katie, Rosie, yeah, we had us a ball. Now, if I could get some of the rhymes with fair. Or rhyme, change
well,
Lilith
you could
fair.
Say.
What?
You can say. Stinky. Rosie, and you could rhyme, you could say, and me, Cher. This way you throw her in the
wait
name.
Wait a second.
There.
Wait, here's something. Gay Cub 78 wrote, stink hair. Me, Katie, Rhodey, yeah, we had us stink hair. I like that, stink hair. You may not have listened to the show long enough to understand stink hair in BC.
No.
Do you?
No.
Probably not. It's probably too esoteric anyway, so, but at least for now. I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair. Me, Katie, Rosie, yeah, we had us stink hair. We stuck together, then we'd menstruate. But now my flow's been cut. Synonym for menstruate? Synonym for menopause that rhymes with menstruate? Anyone?
Anyone? Bueller?
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 I don't think that rhymes.
What rhymes with menstruate?
Woman's fate. Oh, that's nice. Woman's fate. But it's not quite fitting in the sentence.
I don't know. You streamer needs to have a real name. You can't be putting up things with just numbers.
There's people are retarded. If you want a real name, you don't have to log in. All you have to do is type /Nick. Here, I'll do it. /Nick, followed by whatever nickname you want to use. Okay. What did Jeffrey say? I missed it. Because I'm past my sell-by date. Yeah, but we're missing something because we stuck together, then we'd menstruate, but now my flow's been cut. But we're skipping, if I change it to the cause I'm past my sell-by date, we skipped the part where we're informing the listeners of the song that I no longer menstruate, which is really the point. So I need a statement that rhymes with, we stuck together, then we'd menstruate, to the final line of the first verse, which explains that I am currently... intramenopausal, meaning I'm having menopause now. I'm not post, I'm not pre, I'm present. We've been bleeding together since we were... Yeah, we're done with that. But these days have met their sell-by date. Okay. Well, it's still a little bit... It's closer, but I don't know.
A little choppy.
Yeah. We stuck together, then we'd menstruate... But now my flow's been cut, so I liked letter 8. I don't know why. Maybe because 8 inches of it. So. Do you suck penis, retarded person? I mean,
I do. Sometimes I take it out of the glass at night before I suck it.
What do you mean out of the glass? You have like teeth?
Like teeth. Penis in the glass.
I never heard of dick in the glass.
Well, there's dick in a box, and I'm creating dick in a glass.
And how do you dress, mostly?
Mostly nude.
Oh, here's one. This is good. But now I'm in a hot flesh state. That's good. I like that. Don't you like that?
Now is a hot flesh state. I'm assuming that's a red state? Or is that a blue state? Well.
I don't know. But now I'm in... I think we need another couple words in there. But now I'm in a hot... flash state. I guess it's New York. We stuck together, then we'd menstruate, but now I'm in a hot flash state. It needs another syllable somewhere, but now I'm in... Files nails. But now I'm... What?
In a Republican
No. I don't care. I don't want to mix up that Republican thing. Hot flesh. Hot flesh. I don't want to confuse state of mind, state of menstruation with the state of a state like a 50 state. I don't like that. But now I caught myself. But now I'm in a hot flash state. I like it. I just need another syllable. Just type /Nick31163/Nick space and then whatever name you want to use. It's not that fucking hard. Jesus Christ. People are so fucking dumb, you know? So fucking dumb. But now I'm in a rather hot flash state. No, that's not good. That doesn't work. Oh my God, how do you spell Nick? Nick is a nickname. Oh, help me. I'm going to die. I want to finish this stanza. But we're so close. But now I'm in a hot flash state. But now I got me in. But now I fell into a hot flash state. But now I've fallen. I don't fucking know.
Fallen. Entered.
What's a more lesbian word for entered, though? Like, you know, like when you go through these transitions in life, there's got to be a goddess word for that. Les become, you know, like a lesbian word, a sapphic word. That's the kind of
yes.
Thing. Or a uterus. Entering, this could work. Yeah, but now I'm entering a hot flash state. Okay, we can look for the synonym later, but that's good.
At least let's get it in there. This way we can keep climbing.
And then we can go to the same. But now I'm entering a hot flash state. So let's read the stanza, sing the stanza again. I really need a neti pot for my nosy. I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair. I'm not going to sing it like Cher, because I don't want to be like Cher. Cher like Cher. I'm Madge singing it. I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair, and I'm going to have such beautiful costumes and lesbian things and hair and cats. I hope I can find some cats.
Meow. Meow.
And salmon cakes. I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair. Me, Katie, Rosie, yeah, we had a stink hair. I like that. We stuck together, then we'd menstruate. But now I'm entering a hot flash state. Yeah, I like that. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, I can barely fill a pawn. It doesn't rhyme. Okay, we'll keep going. Half bleed, am I a goddess anymore? So fertile I was that a shrub I could spawn. Oh, there's definitely... That's completely ridiculous and not very rhymey at all. I like some of the lines. Like, I barely fill a pawn. I like that. And I like the... And am I a goddess anymore? It just doesn't rhyme. What's this? Something beeped. Something... Lily... This is... What is this shit? Girls and boys gratis. Oh, it's spam. Fuck you, spam whore. Is this spam, you fucking bitch? Is this spam... You whore. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Sounds like frogs. Margaret Charter, do you have something turned up really loud like a fan or one of those white noise machines or something?
Nothing. You probably just hear like the rain banging against the windows.
It sounds like a hard drive. Or like a modem.
No, I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of the living room, sitting on the floor.
All right.
Did it just start?
Maybe it's your vagina. Yeah, just
that
started.
Hasn't hummed.
It sounds
it only
like
hums because it doesn't know the words.
Well, that's it. Went down a bit, Jeffrey Taylor, because I turned down the potentiometer. That's why. Internet spam. Okay, so half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, I can barely fill a palm. I need some help with this. Audience, help. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Now, I like that. What is this? Star producer wants to sign you. Yeah, that would be nice. Oof. 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 You know an agent for me? You're in New York, Marguerite.
So I know an agent for you.
I need an agent. Somebody I don't have to explain all this business to. Very
nice. I know someone in PR.
Okay.
Who knows plenty of people.
I might as well put this out there now because it's something very upsetting and I've been holding it back. It's seriously upsetting. Why is it censoring again? God damn it. Let me turn this back on. The sensor back. Sensor off. Sensor off. It's like sensor round. Remember sensor round? Why? Oh, wait. I spelled it wrong. Remind me that I'm mad about something that has to do with urine. Sensor off. There. Okay, swear some more. Swear. Yeah, okay, now it's working. This makes me very mad, and maybe some of the audience can help me with this. I'm mad. Oh, I'm mad about it. So Marcus...
61288, you need to change that name. Ugh.
Yeah, it's very Les Miserables. Okay, I'm going to try and be calm. I'll do my yogic poses there.
Oh, I loved you. I saw your video last night of you doing the yogic poses.
Well, you know, I did the yoga pose. I did yoga last night, and it was so hard because we had a sub. You know, it's been a blizzard here for days now, and we've had a. There's a substitute yoga teacher, and she was black, and she was so flexible that she like turned her entire uterus inside out during one of these poses. You just saw the whole thing. It was such a hard class, the hardest one yet. Each one I go to is harder than the next. And she had spaghetti, and then she had us do one-handed push-ups while our hand is like this, and our legs flying in the air, and this bitch tells me to do a fucking push-up? For Christ's sake. I was dying. Dying. Plus, her vagina smelled. Okay, so anyway, not that it might have been mine. Okay, so here's what I'm upset about. You know this play called Urine Town? Have you heard of it? Musical.
I saw it off Broadway and then I saw it on Broadway.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay, so this friend of mine, Marcus Couch, he does a program called The Scene Zine. He's also friends with Robert Scoble, if you know what I mean. And he reads Variety. Okay, Variety, you know, that showbiz paper in California. And he sends me this article. Oh, it makes me... I shudder to think about it. And the article says that the producers of Urinetown are making a new musical. They're based here in Chicago. They're making a new musical, and it's called... it's called Yeast Nation.
I'm sure that got a rise out of you.
Yeah, and especially since... Yes, Jeffrey Taylor. It's called Yeast Nation. And not only that... But the whole concept, I thought, well, maybe it has nothing to do with what I do, but it's completely the same sort of business that Yeast Radio. So I have to figure. The reason I need an agent, among other reasons, because of the fact that I work for a fucking douchebag who gets high all the time and abuses women in a condominium while his wife fucking masturbates. Jesus Christ! Is let me see. I got to find this. Marcus Couch. This is all a fictional program, by the way. Nothing's true, okay? Especially if it involves suing me. Let's see. Variety. Yeast Rising in Chicago. Urinetown pair reunite in new musical. Greg Cottis. Yeast Rising in Chicago is the fucking headline. And they're not talking about me. Isn't this just offensive? I hate people. I'm so sick of these rich... producer-type motherfuckers who will rip, pillage, and rape at the expense of people that actually have talent. Yeast Urinetown pair reunite. Greg Cottis and Mark Holloman, creators of the Tony winner, woo, Urinetown, will premiere another original musical. Original, right. Yeast Nation, the Triumph of Life, as part of the upcoming theater company season in Chicago. Offbeat musical satire Urinetown about a tyrannical world where people have to pay to relieve themselves premiered at the New York International Film Festival in 1999 and then became something a surprise, blah, 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 blah. Yeast Nation will explore similar odd territory. Show is set more than 3 billion years ago among the planet's earliest life forms, salt-eating yeasts. Musical combines 80s rock and disco and tells the story of a dim-witted tyrant and a single-celled dreamer. While dates have not been set, the premiere will be part of ATC's 2008 season. The first under the aegis of director P.J. Paparelli, not even Jewish, who recently came to the blah, blah, blah fall. In addition to Yeast Nation, Paparelli has performed the Chicago premiere of The People's Temple, the story of the mass murder-suicide in Jonestown, Guyana. Oh, I'm sure that was a huge success. And he did a fucking... Oh, this is one of these theater douchebags, I can tell. Did a Sam Shepard's True West, Laurie Peck's Top Dog, Underdog. Oh, and plans a touring version of It's a Wonderful Life. Well, isn't that fantastic? Let's see. Good Lord. The Night in Hialeah. Starring Olympia Dukakis.
Ugh.
Paparelli. Oh, this is boring. Anyway.
Oh, that's I'm reading what the story is on Playbill.
Okay.
See, according to the ATC, the year is 3,458,000 BC.
Right. Blubbercunt. See? Blubbercunt. That's my word.
And the Earth's first life forms, salt-eating yeasts.
Right.
Yes, yeasts float into the brine of the primordial soup under the rule of a dim-witted tyrant. That could be your role.
Well, no, that's George Bush. They're totally stealing my material.
As resources deplete and fear prevails, the faith of one single cell dreamer changes their society forever. And
see?
Out of chaos,
I guess it is me.
And out of chaos and destruction, a new world emerges. Combining 80s rock with a touch of disco, Yeast Nation can't help but be one of the most non-political and slightly amusing events of the musical theater in America. Here come the Yeasts.
Non-political?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's safe.
It's like the condom of theater.
Oh my God, this is making me so angry. I need a song to cheer me up. Let's see, hold on. I gotta play something I haven't been playing 5,000 times in a row. I added some new things yesterday when I was doing experimenting after the show. Okay, we're gonna go way back. We're gonna take it back. We're gonna go to some original. Oh no, this is. That's not from the right album. I didn't want to do it. Let's see here. Hold on. Let's see. I need a song to play. Let's just go right into them, and maybe the goddess will help me find a song that will relieve my menstrual sorrows. And then we can go back to finishing this song as somebody finds me an agent. Because I'm tired of this. I've been doing this for 3 fucking years, you know, and I still have to hustle my ass because I work for a douchebag. You know, what the fuck's that about? You know what I mean? Do you work for douchebags at all? Margaret retorted.
No, I did.
And then what happened?
I have in the past, yes.
What do you do when you work for... When you work for douchebags.
Sometimes you gotta be a douchebag right back to them. I don't keep my mouth shut, so.
What?
I don't keep my mouth shut. I give it back to them.
Me neither. Okay, let's see. But I need a, okay, this might work. Hold on a sex cunt. Hold on a sex cunt. Just a sex cunt. Okay. I gotta play this a little differently. Boy, it really sounds like there's a vacuum cleaner sucking something dry. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Marguerite, your background noise is getting really loud. I think you have to talk.
I'm sorry about that.
Really?
Okay. I don't know why.
I don't know. It sounds like there's interference in your computer system or whatever.
Well, it's New York. What do you expect?
Right.
I'm just looking at an email that I got. Did you ever have your resume posted out?
Have I ever been eaten out?
No.
While.
Did you ever have your resume posted online?
Not really. I don't know. I don't remember, okay, to tell you the truth.
Well, I just got one. It says, congratulations. Uh-huh. Your resume matched my search criteria for a sales and leasing consultant for Metro Honda in Jersey City. Some of our best make well over $100,000. I know you may not have any experience in this industry, and that is okay. You will receive dynamic training, great medical and dental benefits, huge monthly bonuses, 401k, guaranteed training salary, and paid vacations.
401k, that'll really be worth nothing in a year.
These guys really take great care of their people. I will be conducting interviews, blah, 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 February 4th, and blah, blah, blah. Please show up for an interview dressed and ready. For what?
Well, if they said your resume shows that you're qualified, but you don't need to be qualified, what was it that qualified you?
That I had my resume on there? That I don't need experience? I'm qualified, but they know I don't have any experience in this field.
Yes, you don't have, you breathe without using gills.
Yes.
I don't know. That's
so you get 401k and medical and come dressed. What, to sell a car?
Oh, that's horrible. Are you going to do it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go all the way to Jersey City.
Where do you live? I mean, where in New York?
Staten Island.
Oh, you live in Staten Island?
I do.
I used to take the Staten Island Ferry with my grandmother when I was a little girl. I used to enjoy that very much, and I would eat popcorn on there.
And that's probably back when it was 50 cents a ride.
Probably.
It's free now.
It's free?
It's free.
Really? I've been afraid to go on it ever since it crashed.
Oh, I knew the people. Some of the people that got whatever, smushed up.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, one guy lost his legs.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Now he's shorter than he was before.
You mean he's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
He's got prosthetics now.
Okay, let's finish this song. And then I need to be done because I'm having a bad menstruation, even though I don't menstruate. Oh, God. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, I can barely fill a palm. Okay, help, please. I don't know what... I did sing it. I need help. People's... I need help. Help. Give me a line.
Come on, people, speak up.
Yeah, I'm brain dead. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, I can barely fill a palm. I like both of those lines. Maybe I could just shuffle them around. So what rhymes with squeeze out? Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Oh, half bleed, I will never get eaten out. Half bleed.
My what giant stinks like a trout.
Oh, yeah, that's great. My gine reeks, stinks like a trout. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half
right,
bleed.
I'm filling up with gout.
What?
This one keeps writing. I'm filling up with gout.
I like that, too.
You got it.
What?
Billy Simone. Like 11 times, I'm filling up with gout.
Yeah, I see that. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, my gine stinks like a trout. No, I like that. Half bleed, I can barely fill a pond. Half bleed, then what? Pond?
If he squeezes and I'm done.
Yeah, but that's not really a rhyme. Done and pond? Pawn is in tampon. Pawn.
Yeah, but it's close enough. It's one of the better rhymes we've had.
What was it again? Say it again.
She squeezes, then I'm done.
Okay, let's just try that. Okay, let's see. Half bleed. Wait, maybe not squeezes, but more like contractions. Is there another two cramps and I'm done?
Yeah.
And I'm done. Half bleed. No, this is the stain. This is the Cher's putting being a bitch. She's putting a trademark symbol next to her name. She's like, "Don't fuck with me. This is mine." Yeah, but it's fair use because it's a parody, you dumb bitch. By the way, Cher, your 80s were shameful. I'm sorry, but I loved you in the 70s. But the 80s with the Equal, that was ridiculous and offensive.
Oh, I had the video with her stretch bands.
What's that?
She had those rubber stretch band, her exercise video.
Oh, God, did she? I never saw that one.
And this is before, like, all the tubing that you used to stretch out. She had these bands, these green bands.
Are you sure you're not thinking about the Suzanne Summers?
No, I had it. I think I still have it someplace. It was a wonderful Cher exercise video.
Okay.
And then she did that thing with Laurie Davis.
Okay. Yeah, Laurie Davis. Who is Laurie Davis? Because I know that Cher, on her little music video of Dark Lady, wrote Laurie Davis. Who is Laurie Davis?
Laurie Davis was that hideously obese blonde woman who had hair care products. And Cher would sit there with her.
Oh, yeah. Sister. Okay. Okay. I got it. All right. Half bleed. That's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, my giant stings like a trout. Half bleed, I can barely fill a pawn. Half bleed, just two cramps and I'm done. I'm going to put the word just in there. Okay, now, so we got rid of the shrub and we got rid of the goddess. But I saved my liquid for my sapphic debutantes. Okay, I like that because my Aunt Mary, and she used to live in Throw-Up City. Do you know about Throw-Up City? You must.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in Throw-Up City before it got all, you know, when all the Jews left the Bronx because it became black, and they all moved to Throw-Up City, and then they died. Now Throw-Up City has the same blacks that were in the Bronx. It's really weird how that works. It's like little neighborhood merry-go-rounds. All right, let's see. So Cher says, half-breed, she's no good... Oh, wait a second. I have four half-breed. Oh, my God, this isn't right. I think I did something wrong. Because Cher says, half-breed, that's all I ever learned. Half-breed, now how I learned to hate the word. Half-breed, she's no good, they warned. That doesn't even make sense, Cher. Both sides were warned against me since the day I was born. So I have an extra half-bleed? Is that right? But I saved my liquid. Oh, God, this is terrible. I'm really fucked. All right, let's just play the music, and then I'll try it this way. I'll try it with this half-breed. And I'm going to slow it down, and I'm going to play the fast version like I did that annoyed Cher. Forget I have the real artist on the line. Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya. Did it. Oh, yes. Okay. You have to pronounce warned with two syllables. Okay, I'll try that. I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair. Me, Chloe, De Rosie, yeah, we had a stink hair. We stuck together, then we'd menstruate. But now I'm entering a hot flash state. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, my giant stinks like a trout. Bleed, I can barely fill a pawn. Yeah, I fucked up. God damn it, Cher. Why didn't you tell me? You're right on the fucking line. You could have told me. Fucked it all up. And plus, she sings that chorus real fast. Half bleed, that's all I can. I gotta hear that second half of it again, though. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not boring you, Margot retorted it.
Not at all. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you must be very bored. I mean,
I'm sitting here reading the newspaper.
Okay, here I go. Work the thing out and spin it round.
My
I used to hang out at the Little Fair. Me, Katie, Rosie, yeah, we had a stink hair. We stuck together and we'd menstruate. But now I'm entering a hot flesh state. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, my engine streaks like a trout. Half bleed, I can barely fill a pond. But I saved my liquid for my sapphic debutante. That's so bad. Oh, no. We have a problem. So just two cramps and I'm done. Needs to go because it just doesn't fit anymore, I'm afraid. Okay, let's see. Just two cramps and I'm gone. Done. Okay, so now, in the share version, it's, hold on a second. Is there a problem with the stream? People complaining? Cher, listen, I'm not worried about the singing right now, and I'm not trying to sing it like you. I'm trying to sing it like me. I'm just stealing the melody, that's all. I'm not going to sing it like you and say, how. I'm not going to break every word into 50 syllables. That would be... I'm not here to impersonate Cher. That's your job, even though you're yourself. Okay. Maybe you should refresh Jeffrey Taylor. Okay. So Cher writes, half-breed, she's no good, they warn. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. So we need that many syllables. But I saved my liquid for my sapphic debutantes. I don't think that fits. Do you?
No.
Yeah. But both sides were against me since the day... So she needs to... She's still lamenting about her lack of how... Well, this sentence needs to be about how I am feeling abandoned by my lesbian sistren, or women with a Y, because I stopped menstruating and they still are. Or. So how do I relate that into this as many syllables? Okay. Both lips are chapped up since the... This is from Miss Taffy. Both lips are chapped up since the day I went dry. Let's see. Both lips were chapped up since the day... That's good, yeah. Okay. Wait a second. Somebody wrote... No. My gine looks like B. Arthur's. So how can I go? Oh, I have to use that. I'm sorry. But I got to make notes of the other one, too, in case that doesn't work. Let's count the syllables here. Do you like that?
Margarita?
You like the B. Arthur one? The B.
Anytime
Arthur?
Anytime you can throw B. Arthur into a reference.
All right. I'm really sorry to do this to my general audience. I really am. But I'm going to have to start over and try it with this new line.
An offbeat day.
This is like Marvin Hamlish and Barbara Streisand or whoever it was. Burt Bacharach and all that business. And it's like Stephen Sondheim and Ethel Merman, except it's crap. Okay, let's try this. Okay, here we go. Wait. I lost my window with the words. Okay, sorry, I gotta do it over. I used to hang out at the Lilith Fair. Me, Katie, Rosie, yeah, we had a stink hair. We stuck together and we'd menstruate. But now I'm entering a hot flesh state. Half bleed, that's all I can squeeze out. Half bleed, my giant stinks like a trout. Half bleed, I can barely fill a pond. My giant looks like B. Arthur, so how can I go on? I think I like that, huh? You like that?
I love it.
I think so. I think so. This is great. You know, this is a song written by a chat room. Huh?
It's a whole creative process.
It's a wonderful thing because I really, now when I do the music video, I'm going to have to say that this song was written by the chat room at Yeast Radio Alive or something. Okay. Cheryl's going to be so jealous because she thinks she all that with her prolapse songs.
Oh, you know, every word with her duty and whatever with her.
Yeah, duty, prolapse. Jesus
Hair
Christ.
Breed. What can I rhyme with duty? Hair breed. What can I rhyme with cunt? Hair breed.
Those are good words in themselves. Half breed, what can I rhyme with poop? Half breed, what can I rhyme with prolapse? Maybe it's not funny, okay.
Oh, me so prolapse, oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse, me prolapse long time. Oh, me so pro.
That's a good idea, Battle of the Bands with Madge and Cheryl. Okay. Somebody please defend Cheryl. Cheryl can defend Cheryl if she were here. She hasn't been on the show all week, that fucking whore. But every day she sends me the most disgusting videos, the vomiting of the spinach. I mean, and all this shit. And I'm just so fucking tired. I don't even watch them anymore. I don't want to see this Boy Without a Face, the TLC documentary. I mean, this is really true. Learning Channel documentary in Britain does a documentary about a kid that doesn't have a face. He's got like 15 potatoes sticking out of his head. It is like worse. It made the Elephant Man look handsome. It was so horrible. I send it to Cheryl. She goes, oh, I'm in love. I'm in love. And then Chris Weigel sends me a picture. He says, blubber cunt. And it's this woman who must weigh 700 pounds bent over. And you just see these lumps of fat, just like 3D, the most disgusting, with rashes and chafing and fungus. All and and Cheryl says, "Ooh, I love it. I love it more." Like, I seriously think she masturbates to that stuff.
Now that one with the potatoes. Does he have a Facebook profile?
No, but I can send you the link for the. I can post. No, I'm not gonna. I don't want to promote it. Just Google "kid without a face." And or ask Cheryl.
Can you have a Facebook profile?
Whorehole.org. She'll fill you in. Why do you want to know? Are you a no-face chaser as well? Getting scared here.
It's like the unknown comic.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's a sack of potatoes.
Hold on. It's time to show Andy Melton's pants again. It's that time. Andy Melton's pants. Andy Melton's pants. Here they are. Here they are. They're Andy Melton's pants. All right. Okay, so I think that's enough of the I think we've written lots of song today. Now that we've gotten all that, we've gotten the chorus, and that's the important part. And I think we can finish the rest on another day. Don't you think so?
Yeah, you have a nice little rest for the weekend. Come back all refreshed on Monday.
And I've gotten an hour of footage, which is enough for Chris Weigel. All I need is, you know, 25 minutes a show, and now I got to two shows in one, at least as far as the public access goes. So I think I'm going to go fist myself. Well, Margaret Retarded, it was extremely nice meeting you and very enjoyable.
Thank you so much. I love being on your show today.
Thank you. And I'd like for you to be on again, though I'd like for you in the meanwhile to figure out where this noise is coming from, because it's driving me crazy. It's bad enough I have lesbians hammering upstairs. Find a lesbian, a good lesbian, with a tool belt and ask her, or no, go to Best Buy and have them fix it.
Yes, go to Home Depot, go to Best Buy, it's the same thing.
Andy, what do you think? You've been technical, Andy. What do you think that noise is there? I'm going to turn it up so he can hear it, even though he's fat. You hear that, Andy? What do you think that is on her end? It could be, or could it be something within the Skype system? Because it sounds to me like a modem, and I'm sure you...
All I have is my laptop, and that's it, so...
What kind of laptop is it? Cunt top, rather.
An iBook G4.
Does it have a fan? That iBook G4. What size is it? Is it a 12-inch?
Yeah, it's a 12.
That's why. Because the 12-inches have fans in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll live with it. We'll live with it. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I need a song to end with. Let's see here. What can I play? Do you have any favorite songs? Any particular artists you like? I have a lot of stolen
something
music.
Something a little just to get everyone in that weekend mode.
An outro. Yeah. I'm into divas lately, but it may not. I may not have it. Do you like opera?
I love opera.
Do you have anything in particular?
No, let's see if I have anything. Let me see. No. I don't know, a little Barber of Seville.
Okay, Barbier. Okay, let's see. Bravo. What is the one they sang at the peace ceremony that was so good? Oh, here it is. Una voce poco fa. Very good choice. I almost called you Tranny Abernathy, but she's got a flambéed penis. That's not you. All right, so this is Una voce poco fa. I don't know who is on this. Let me find out who's the one singing this. This is Lily Pons. Opera Queen won't talk to me anymore, by the way, because he respects divas like Carol Channing. He got very angry when I called his answering machine and played the remix of me mixing Hello Dolly with her getting robbed. He was very, seriously, he gets angry. He won't talk to me anymore. So bye, everyone. Here goes this. Yeah.
Yeah.